Hey guys, Blue Blur here, aka Jose. I decided to tweet since tonight feels like, you know, a special night. ODST's mere hours away, and I'm looking forward to it. I can't say I'm exploding with excitement. I'm actually more excited by the fact that other people are really excited for it, and they're really looking forward to it. And that's good. I love other people getting hyped for it. You know, if they really want the game, that's awesome. More power to them. Plus, on NeoGAF, we have so many guys that are now interested in it that the Halo GAF group, you know, can get a resurgence of new people. And you know, the more people to play with, the better. They're never a bad thing. Especially with people on GAF. You know, some people come out to be very cool dudes. But myself, I tweeted earlier today, and The Outer Limits caught it, that I said that I wasn't too excited for ODST, and it's true. I do enjoy Halo games, of course, and I enjoy the campaigns. I found Halo 3's campaign to be subpar, and I enjoy Halo 2's. And so I'm not really expecting much out of ODST. Plus, with all the comments about it being somewhat short, I don't think I wouldn't even spend that much time in the campaign. Maybe in the hub world if I do end up liking it. I am the kind of person that likes to jump into a game sometimes while listening to a podcast and just goof off. I did that a ton with Crackdown and Phantasy Star Universe. So maybe I'll find myself doing that with ODST, sometimes killing time in the hub world. But I can't say I'm terribly excited for it. I know it's probably going to be pretty good, but I'm actually more curious to see what's going on with Reach, you know, and I'm just waiting with bated breath on any news of the beta. I will say that Firefight's going to be really fun. I'm super glad that the new Mythic maps are coming. Heretic, oh my god. I don't really have to say anything else about it, but I'm really looking forward to it. And the other maps as well. And I'm really happy that people will be getting that Mythic disc and more people will have the maps. So the rest of us who do have the maps and the Mythic disc are, you know, are less limited by matchmaking's offerings. Matchmaking itself will be less limited because more of us will have the maps, more people will have the maps, and, you know, I'm sure hopefully with time Shishko will start requiring that disc or at least the Mythic 1 maps for more of the playlists and spice things up, because some of the playlists have gotten proper updates but others are still very lacking. I mean, if you go into Social Slayer, you're still going to get 90% of the time what I like to call legacy maps, and the settings are not tuned. These are game types that have been here, that have been there in that playlist since day one. It gets very stale, it's not fun, and sometimes I don't want to play Team Slayer. I want to play an unranked match, and I'm online by myself, and I just want to play straight up Slayer. That's what Social Slayer is perfect for. But then, you know, they don't throw anything. The maps are optional. They don't even come up that often, and that happens with a couple of playlists, in my opinion. But with all that said, I'm starting to get kind of excited. It kind of does feel like a special night. Oddly enough, I got off the expressway coming home from school, passed by his gas station, and a couple people get pulled over by like three cops. I don't know what the hell was going on there. I was like, whoa, trouble. But a lot of people on the streets. Today had to be one of those days where the teacher just keeps yammering on, giving a lecture. And instead of letting us go usually around 7 p.m.-ish, like she usually does, kept us there for another hour longer. Fantastic. And when I say fantastic, I mean terrible. But wait, what am I going to do? Anyways, I'm nearing the end of my audio boo. I hope you guys are enjoying your evening. Be careful, be safe out there, those midnight launches. Some people might be at GameStops that are not in very good areas. Some of you guys are not attending midnight launches, which is a shame. But hey, what are you going to do? But I'm sure we'll all have the game in due time, and we'll all be playing it. And I saw that post, self-induced posted in the thread, and man, that sucks. That's terrible. Shit, I'd been going crazy if I were him. But man, shit happens. Alright guys, stay safe. Enjoy ODST. We'll play some games this week. Total out.